It did. Could have been a lot better to start as well. We've had scored one. One ruled out for offside, which we've looked. I think if they look closely at that, the centre-half's playing Ollie on, or at least he's in line, so it's just the fact that Ollie's the first blue shirt he sees on this side where the linesman is. If it had been the other side of the pitch, linesman, he probably wouldn't have seen it. So, you know, there was an opportunity. Jay went through one-on-one, should have scored. So we could have been two up, possibly three. But, you know, I can't keep talking about that. It's, you know, defensively today we made mistakes.
Is it just about the mistakes, or were there some decisions from the referee that went against you as well?
I'm not going to talk about referees. I'm obviously not allowed to do that. So, but you saw the game, and the fact you're bringing it up, there you go.
Okay then, so it seemed like it was probably a penalty, but probably the red card was harsh. Is that fair?
Well, we've just looked there. Dunny's going back in. It looked very clumsy and looked like a penalty, got to be honest. I don't think it should have been a sending off, but when you look closely at the video, the lad's already on his way down before Dunny gets anywhere near him. So, you know, initially that's what I thought, and then obviously the referee give it and you go with him. But then when you look back at the video, it's, you know, the lad's, he's played for it.
Looking at those defensive errors, though, is it down to individual mistakes, or is there more to it? Is it the formation?
I don't think it's the formation, because we've taken the game to them for long periods of the game, even in the second half with 10 men. So I don't think it's about our formation. I just think defensively we need to switch on. I think if you see from the penalty, you know, we're a bit forward. You know, we've got defenders bombing on, trying to get forward and join in, and you know, they come back and play down the side where our defenders vacated. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Down to 10 men at the break, but you made a change. What were you thinking there?
Oh, he just, you know, Ollie's played the first half, had a couple of opportunities, didn't work for him. We put John on second half, and I thought he'd done, you know, he got hold of the ball, had a great header to keep a save with his feet. How he's done that, I don't know. But, you know, John's done exactly what we wanted him to do. You know, and we had to change the formation, obviously, but we ended up with three up there, so.
Blair Turgot came on for Dean Cox. Is that because of an injury, or was that a tactical change?
Yeah, just tactical. You know, we know what Coxie can bring us. But I think it was a case that we needed to get, you know, athleticism into the side, because we were down to 10. And I think if you watch the game second half, you can't fault the way we played.
And those 10 men, they never gave up, did they?
No, they didn't. But we shouldn't have been in a position. We shouldn't have been in that position from the outset. You know, the game, we should have been 2-0 up and uncomfortable, but you know, credit Crawley. They take the opportunities when they arose. There wasn't many of them, but they put them away, and they caught us, didn't they?
It's not been a great run of results. Where do you go from here in terms of the work and the preparation?
We get back on the training ground Monday morning, and we start work on Oxford, and it'll be a long week this week, that's for sure.